This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
The View is really nervous about getting sued by Turning Point USA because they had Whoopi apologize today. And if you were watching The View this week, I'm kidding. If you listen to our show where we covered something that happened on The View, you would know that they sent that knockoff lawyer, Sarah Haynes, to apologize, even though she wasn't one of the people, I don't think at least, that had made the disparaging comments about Turning Point USA. If you've missed this whole thing, well then, God love you, kid. You're probably a happier person than most of us. But how this started was that Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar were spewing their typical wisdom to the audience, and they were trying to say that the neo-Nazis that were outside of the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit were somehow representative of Turning Point USA. And Whoopi even said that they invited them in. All false. Everything about that is false. In fact, the people at Turning Point USA condemned the neo-Nazis and tried to get them removed from the property, but it was public property, so they couldn't do that. Now, Sarah Haynes came out. She's one of the people at The View, if you're not familiar with her work. And she apologized on behalf of The View. A weak apology, but what do you expect? You know, being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry unless someone threatens to sue you. And then you can kind of say you're sorry. But I guess that wasn't even enough because Whoopi came out today. Let's take a little bit of this. Cut 19, please.
So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we did. We'll get Whoopi Goldberg's apology. But Jack Posobiec and other people are saying that they're still entertaining the idea of suing The View, which is music to my ears. You know, she didn't come out with a real, you know, thoughtful apology. She basically said, my bad. That's what I've read, at least. In other news, the economy is a big story today. Biden is in denial that we are in a recession, but by most traditional definitions of recession, that is what we are in. But he refuses to acknowledge it. He gave a speech today for 11 minutes, and then he ran out of the room. And there was a lot of people asking him questions, but he did not care. I want to talk about this with the audience. It's 844-500-4242 because I don't think this is going to work. Yet again, I think the White House is underestimating the American people because people know what they're dealing with. People buy things all the time. People fill up their cars. People go to the grocery store. And having Joe Biden tell you, and I just want to double down on something because it's not just that they're lying to you. It's that they are coming off of a huge lie. They're coming off of this lie about inflation that, again, no one had to own up to. No one had to apologize. No one had to say, you know, we got that wrong. I think Janet Yellen did for a second. She was like, we got that wrong. And then they said, whoa, lady, rein it back. Don't start backtracking now. It's too late. So they just constantly tell these lies and there's zero accountability for any of it. And now they have KJP out there and she's telling us we're in a transition. We've been told we're in a transition, we're in a reset, all of these things. And it's ridiculous. So we will continue to talk about that and we'll play some sound cuts. But another story that is a huge story that broke today is from Fox News Digital. And if you haven't been following what's happening with Hunter Biden, there's kind of two major parts of this right now that are unfolding. One of them is that Fox News Digital has the emails between Hunter and his business associates. I think we should put business associates in quotations. Hunter and the people he's trying to curry favor with. Because what kind of business associates? You have to have some sort of business skill to have business associates. I don't. These are his links to, you know, organized crime, basically. And it's no shade on the people he's meeting with. But if you're using your father's office as the vice president to accomplish these things, then that's a crime. That's pay to play. We all know it. And so this idea that, oh, he just happened to be meeting with these people. And now we know Joe Biden met with these people 14 times, at least. That's the key part of it, at least 14 times. And I had said this earlier in the opening hour. If you were writing a book and you were writing about a fictional father-son duo that was in the White House and they were running this scheme and you showed me, oh, and these are the emails I'm going to have them sending back and forth, I would say that's not realistic. No one's that dumb. Nobody would be dumb enough to put that all in writing in such plain terms. You'd have to be insanely idiotic. But I'd be wrong, because that is what we're seeing here. I want to read you just a few things from this Fox News piece. It's definitely worth reading. I have it at Grace's recommended reading for the day. So just go to gracecurlyshow.com. There's a few different players that they focus on in this piece, but let's start with two of Hunter's Mexican business associates, Miguel Ailman Velasco and Miguel Ailman Magnani, visited the West Wing in February of 2014, according to the Obama White House visitor logs. And Joe was later photographed with Hunter giving Velasco and Magnani a tour of the White House. Okay. Do you have pictures from the lunch I had at Dad's office with Miguel Ailman Sr. and Jr. and Jeff Cooper? If so, let me know and I can send someone to pick them up. Thanks. How was Kiev? Hunter wrote in an April 2014 email to David Leinman, who was Biden's official photographer during his 8 years as vice president. Emails, which were reviewed by Fox News Digital from more than a year later, showed that Hunter arranged a video conference with his father and Carlos Slim, a Mexican billionaire with whom Hunter was seeking to do business with at the time. Less than a month after the video conference, Slim, Velasco, and Magnani attended a meeting with Joe, Hunter, and Hunter's business partner and family friend, Jeff Cooper, at the vice presidential residence at number one. All right, so then the part of this that I want to get to, which really makes me laugh, is that Hunter invited Magnani to greet the vice president upon landing, but in the same email, Hunter expressed indignation with Magnani, accusing him of going silent on their business partnership, despite Hunter giving him access to his father. You ready for this quote? I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the bleeping White House and the vice president's house and the inauguration, and then you go completely silent? I don't know what it is that I did, but I'd like to know why I've delivered on every single thing you've asked. And you make me feel like I've done something to offend you.
Oh, boy.
Business associates. Is that how you talk to your business associates? It's almost like he feels as though he deserves answers about his business partnerships just based off the fact that he has brought every single person to the bleeping White House. But that can't be, because that would... that would insinuate a little bit of corruption, Jared.
Yeah, I have it on authority. A, not only was that administration the only scandal-free administration, but also that Joe Biden never talked about business with the smartest man he knows, his son Hunter.
He's never spoken about Hunter's business dealings. You're right. So I guess this is all a moot point.
This is just weird.
He just thought all these people were just Hunter's friends from school.
This sounds like kooky Russian misinformation to me.
Are these your art friends? Are these other painters? Who did he think these people were? Oh,
this
no, that's
Uli.
Just Hunter's.
He has angst.
That's just Hunter's billionaire friend, Carlos Slim. They're just buddies from. They used to play Little League together. Are we really supposed to buy that? You know what
just
I buy?
Just about weddings.
You know what I buy before I buy that? I buy that we're not in a recession before I buy this. And the other part of this conversation is that the FBI keeps interfering in presidential elections. This is John Daniel Davidson, and he's writing about the Chuck Grassley letter. Senator Chuck Grassley sent a letter to Merrick Garland and to Christopher Wray. So the attorney general and the head of the FBI. And he said, he basically said that the whistleblowers came forward and they have, they're showing evidence that people in the FBI purposely called the Hunter laptop disinformation, even though they didn't have proof. They could verify it, but they called it disinformation anyway. Now, Miranda Devine was on with Tucker Carlson, and I want to play a few of these. Let's have cut 11. This is Miranda Devine on this part of the conversation, which is the letter that Chuck Grassley sent, which, by the way, I should add in this one sentence that I love. He says that if this is all true, which if a whistleblower is coming out against Democrats, I tend to believe that whistleblower, but that's just my own bias. He says then both the FBI and the Justice Department are, in Grassley's words, institutionally corrupted to their very core, to the point in which the United States Congress and the American people will have no confidence in the equal application of the law, to which we all say, Chuck, you're a few steps behind. I think we already got there. But let's play Miranda Devine, cut 11.
Well, this is a new communication that has been brought by a whistleblower to the Republican congressional investigators, who are really getting up ahead of steam in their probe into the laptop and into the Biden family influence peddling scheme. There's at least two committees that will be looking at that after the midterms, provided that the Republicans, of course, win a majority in Congress, which the polls show that they will.
Let's play Miranda Devine. She also is talking about the Bidens and their involvement in China. This is cut 12.
They're getting multiple whistleblowers coming forward with lots of very useful information. And one of those is a communication between James Gilliar, this sort of shadowy British former Special Forces operative who had links to British intelligence, to MI6. He is having a conversation, a panicked conversation, which ensued on the very day that the New York Post, we first broke the first story from the laptop, which was October 14, 2020, just 3 weeks before the presidential election.
Yeah, it's the layers to this. It's like a tiramisu. I mean, if there's no, and I know that no one has any faith in justice. What's the old expression? The wheels of justice grind slowly but exceedingly fine. I said that one to Howie the other day, and he said, well, they definitely grind slowly. And I was like, no, come on. We need some justice here. I mean, this guy, the least you can do as a criminal, the least you can do as someone who is trying to pull off such a major grift on the American people, the bare minimum I ask is that you do not put it all in writing. Because at that point, to me, it's an insult to me. You know, I am just as aware as everyone else that DC is full of swamp creatures and that the powerful people all operate on kind of a grifting level. But it's an insult to me if you're putting it down on your email. That's just a slap in the face at that point. You're rubbing our noses in it. At least take a little bit of pride in your, what's the word I'm looking for?
Depravity.
Thank you, Jared.
Have some nuance in your depravity.
Yeah, it's a vexing situation when you really think of it. 844-500-4242.
More complex than a breakfast taco.
It's breakfast tacos. I need a breakfast taco. I need a unique breakfast taco. Yeah. We'll get to that. 844-500-4242. Call in, weigh in. We're going to talk about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. When we come back, this is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back. You know, in Monday's conversation about Turning Point USA, I put the young people at the conference in the same category as the protesters outside. And I don't like it when people make assumptions about me. And it's not any better when I make assumptions about other people, which I did. So my bad. I'm sorry.
That's the most I've ever heard Whoopi Goldberg sound apologetic.
Yeah.
What? Let it out.
Did she say, I'm sorry, I called you neo-Nazis and white supremacists?
Yeah. Well, hey. Jared, I think that's the most you're going to get out of her.
That is, yeah. Now apologize for Guinan.
Summer is here and no backyard cookout is complete without Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Grace into the search bar. You'll get a special price on the all-American assortment, and it's a tasty bonus. You'll also get 8 ultra-juicy Omaha Steak burgers for free. Visit omahasteaks.com and type keyword Grace in the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Kyrsten Sinema cave?
Yeah, I think she will. If you haven't heard, Joe Manchin got together with Chuck Schumer and they've reached a deal, and it's the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, sometimes with these titles, they don't tell you all.
They go back better.
They don't tell you all you need to know about what's actually happening. But in the case of this, I think it tells you a lot. If it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, you can assume that it's the inflation increase. It's going to be more inflation thanks to this bill that spends billions of dollars on things like climate change solutions. If you're saying, Grace, what are those climate change solutions? Your guess is as good as mine. I'm going to say, no, she's not going to cave. She's going to hold the line.
35% now say no. 65% still believe she will cave.
Did you hear the news, Jared? This is a little business news for you, that JetBlue has agreed to buy Spirit Airlines.
I had not heard that.
For $3.8 billion. Have you ever flown on Spirit?
I have not flown Spirit. I've flown JetBlue, but I've never flown Spirit.
I've heard, though, about people flying Spirit. Yes. I've heard through the grapevine.
It's kind of a no-frills airline.
To put it mildly. They say that halfway through your Spirit flight, they'll ask you to fly the plane. You know, they'll say, hey, it's your turn. Yeah, Spirit's one of those airlines where if you go there, they'll charge you for every add-on. So if you say, like, oh, I have a purse with me, that's extra. So you are getting a cheap ticket, but there's nothing included. It's just you getting to your destination, which some people like. But one thing I will say
here's
about
this. Here's a
bucket,
kid. Try to hold on. It gets bumpy.
Hold on tight. But the JetBlue chief executive, Robin Hayes, said, our view is that the best way that you can bring more competition to the sector is to create an exciting new low-fare, high-quality national airline that can compete with the big four. So now that JetBlue has Spirit, it becomes the fifth largest U.S. carrier, which is great news because that means more competition. I think it's great news. More competition. Maybe they'll add a little bit of that JetBlue sparkle to those Spirit planes.
I enjoy JetBlue. That's what I usually flew from LA to Boston. I like their service. I like their planes.
Yeah. No, JetBlue's nice. Maybe
my favorite ever was Virgin American, but they didn't last too long. They were great, though.
Mm.
They're Alaska Airlines now, I think.
Yeah. And you liked them, so naturally they went defunct. It's just another chapter in your book, though, Jared.
Yes. Me and Dickie Branson just hanging out, you know?
844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. We're going to talk about this recession. We're going to play a lot of these Joe Biden cuts. Oh boy, 22 cuts to get through. Let's see if we can do it. Coming up next.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining the show. If you missed it, if you went to the bathroom at any point, you might have missed Joe Biden speaking because he only spoke for 11 minutes. He was there and then he was gone. Poof. And he gave a speech in which he didn't take any responsibility for what's happening. He denied that we're in a recession. He says it doesn't look like a recession to him. And
his eyes are open all the time, so he should know.
That is true. He rarely shuts those eyes. He says it doesn't look like a recession to him. I wonder what it looks like to the Easter Bunny. I wonder what it looks like to Ron Klain. Has Ron Klain been reached for comment? How many Jennifer Rubin articles has he retweeted today? It's really it's not looking good for the Biden administration. And I don't think that this denial is looking good either. People like to be told the truth. It's the weirdest thing about the American people. We enjoy when you are straight with us, when you tell us what's going on, when you shoot from the hip. And I always thought that was going to be Joe Biden. I remember his old tweets where he said, yeah, I'm president. When I'm president, I'm going to take responsibility. I won't be playing the blame game. Now he's playing the blame game every time he goes out there. And when he's not playing the blame game, he's just completely claiming that nothing's happening until he can pin it on somebody else. The buck is nowhere to be found until he thinks he can pass it. And then he passes it to somebody. So we have these cuts here from Joe Biden, and he also made mention of the Inflation Reduction Bill, and he couldn't help it. You know, a lot of people were saying, Joe Manchin, you might not have buckled on Build Back Better, but this is essentially Build Back Better in a different form. And so it might have been smart of Biden to just let that slide, to just say he's happy about the Inflation Reduction Bill, but he doesn't do that. Cut one.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Some of you will see a lot of similarities between the beginning of the Build Back Better initiative. It's not all of it, but we've moved a long way.
He's got to take credit for Build Back Better. And I'm sure Joe Manchin would prefer if he didn't say that, because that makes it seem like Joe Manchin caved.
These country roads take me home.
Yeah, Joe Manchin. I wonder if he'll be going on a little vacation on his houseboat soon to get away from.
Well, he'd still be in isolation protocol today, right? Because didn't he test positive a couple days ago?
Oh, I don't know.
I know he tested positive. I don't remember when it was.
Yeah, but you can go on a houseboat.
Well, yeah, I would assume he's in isolation protocols on his houseboat.
Oh, yeah. There's no better place to be, I would guess, if you have COVID than on a houseboat where you can't infect other people. Let's have cut four, please. He's talking about this inflation reduction bill, and he's a big fan of it, which should tell you really all that you need to know. He thinks it's going to be just great. I haven't heard Joe Biden this excited since he was telling us about the American Rescue Plan. And we all know how that panned out. Let's have cut four.
By making the largest corporations in America pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 a year.
This sounds exactly like Build Back Better.
It does. And you know what? I think I've seen this film before, where I'm told that only the billionaires and the trillionaires will have to pay their fair share, which, like recession, can be whatever you want it to be, and that I'm not going to have to pay a penny more. Not a penny more. Why do I feel like in the next few months I'm going to become a billionaire in the next couple of months, I think. It's finally going to happen for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just softening the soil, everyone. Get ready. Grace Curley's about to be a billionaire. All right, when Taylor puts the dots next to these cuts, Jared, can you tell me what that means? Because I have these Joe Biden cuts, and certain ones have like a red dot next to it. What does that mean?
Those are Howie's preferred cuts.
Oh, okay. Well, Howie and I have different. Howie prefers the cuts where Joe Biden just bungles the words. I prefer the weirder content. I like the ones where the story he's telling is a little bit strange. And I don't think we have any stories in this one. He seems to just be going, he's just kind of going through the list, right, of what's in this bill. I don't see any kitchen table here.
Nope. No Marianne, no corn pop, no pop.
Yeah, that's
no Ambrose Finnegan.
That's really my favorite. I like
no Lackawanna County Bridge.
I like anecdotal. I like anecdotal Joe. You know, I like Joe who's going to tell us another story, Grandpa. I like when he's reminiscing. That's my favorite Joe. I think Joe would be really entertaining if he did one of those fireside chats like the ones he used to see on TV, and we just had him riff and had him tell us some stories from the old days. And you could really, you could set him up nicely, Jared, because all you'd have to say is like, Joe, I'd be great at this. I can set up nice softballs for people. I would say, hey, Joe, Mr. President, tell us about your first car. Boom. That's 45 minutes right there. That would eat up a lot of time. All right, let's play cut 21, please.
Business are investing in America at record rates, at record rates. Foreign business like SK and others are investing in America. Hundreds of millions and trillions of dollars, some total.
Millions and trillions. Any billions in there?
Hundreds of millions of dollars, some total.
Can I also have cut 10? Because this is what I'm most excited about. A lot of people probably think, oh man, we're going to spend billions of more dollars, some total, on more stuff that's going to increase inflation. But you might forget that some of that money is going to very important things. Cut 10.
It also gives consumers a tax credit to buy any electric vehicle or fuel cell vehicle, new or used, and a tax credit for up to $7,500 if those vehicles were made in America.
Great. Great. I feel better already. This is exactly what I wanted to hear. Is he speaking to us again? Oh, we got to take this live. Oh, now he's looking at the camera. All right. Biden speaks with CEOs as inflation surges. Oh, is he speaking live? No, or this might be an old video here. Okay, can we have Fox here, Jared? Let's take this.
The Congress should do is to pass the Inflation Reduction Act to lower prescription drug costs, which would reduce the deficit, I might add, and help ease inflationary pressures and ensure that 13 million Americans can continue to save an average of $800 per year in their health care premiums. Both of these bills are going to help the economy continue to grow, bring down inflation, and make sure we aren't giving up on all the significant progress we made in the last year. I'm going to stop there and begin the meeting.
Can we point to any significant progress in the past year?
I think he's reading,
Mr. President.
I think he's reading the directions again. I'm going to stop there and begin the meeting. He's reading the teleprompter. All right, let's keep going. He also just did a head scratch, by the way, which is, I think, his sign to his, I think that's his sign to his staff of, I'm dwindling here. I need some help when he does the forehead scratch. Can we take it, Jared?
I found his rousing start to this conference.
No. Sorry, keep you waiting, man. Boy, good to see you. How are you, man?
Oh, yeah,
nice to see you. Hey, team. You're really good.
Thank you.
He's just getting settled here.
Yeah, they're sitting down now. Janet Yellen is there.
Folks.
Brian Deese.
Can they hear me up on the stage here? Well, let me begin by saying I apologize for being a little late. There's a vote going on right now that I'm a mild interest in. And I apologize for keeping you waiting. First of all, I want to thank the CEOs from some of America's leading companies, from technology to financial services to travel and retail. And we're here, we'll hear directly about the outlook for their businesses and the.
Does anyone think he sounds good? I have to ask that. I don't know what's more concerning, the out of breath gasp, like he's taking in between each sentence, or what bothers me more, if I'm going to be completely honest, I don't mean to sound harsh here at all. I understand he's old and I understand he just had COVID and I am glad he's feeling better. But what throws me off more is the sound that he makes with his mouth. They got to get him like some hard candy. Get him some Werther's or something.
Get him a Sour Ball or something. Some ribbon candy.
I don't like hearing all the saliva happening.
How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
Let's also play, Jared. This is one from earlier today. I want to play cut 12 because I have a bone to pick with this theory from Joe Biden. This is cut 12.
Now look, I know it can be sometimes seem like nothing gets done in Washington. I know it never crossed any of your minds, but.
All right. Now, besides.
Can be sometimes seem like that.
Besides the grammatical errors in that sentence, what I want to focus on is, no, it doesn't seem like that. I wish D.C. seemed more like nothing gets done In fact, it seems like too much is getting done. If nothing getting done means you're not spending billions of dollars on electric vehicles and you're not spending billions of dollars on affordable, in quotes, healthcare, then I'm thrilled with nothing getting done. I think that that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Also, play that cut again because he does the mouth thing right at the beginning.
Oh, look. I know.
It's too much for me. Maybe he's too close to the mic. I ate food once before I came on the air and I made a sound like that. And the listeners were quick to fill me in that they were grossed out and I never did it again.
I don't know if it's like denture slip or like what it is.
I think it's a dry mouth.
It's definitely the dry mouth thing going, you know, it's just like minutes away from when he has like the baggy eyes that you can see inside of that are like red.
Can I also have a cut 16? Because during this speech, he also talked about chips.
Most everything in our lives is powered by these semiconductors and tiny computer chips the size of a fingernail tip.
I love this. We're all learning it together.
A fingernail tip like hamburger meat.
And let's play one more here before we go. Can I have cut 22?
The Inflation Reduction Act will add another $370 billion in clean energy tax credits in reconciliation, including incentives to accelerate domestic production of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and critical materials processing. That doesn't sound like a recession to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I changed my mind. It doesn't sound like a recession to me. What it sounds like is you're taking this giant pot of money and you're setting it on fire. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a colossal waste of money. It sounds like money that we shouldn't be spending. It doesn't even sound like a recession. It sounds like more inflation, that other thing that you're in denial of. That's what it sounds like.
How about instead of a tax credit for buying an electronic vehicle, just let me keep that money and not pay it in taxes? Let's make a little trade-off.
I know. They really are like the guy who comes into your house, takes a baseball bat to your TV, and then says, I'm going to sell you a TV for half the price of this. And you're like, yeah, but you know what would have been cool too if you didn't ruin my TV? If you didn't bash my TV in, that could have worked. I am without speech at these teleprompter addresses we're getting. They're becoming increasingly sadder. Like, you know, like they're just everything he's saying, and he doesn't look like he's all there, and he's trying to convince himself. Sad. By the way, it is time to give away $50 of gas money. Congratulations to Neil from Manchester, Maine. You've won $50 worth of gas money from the Grace Curley Show.
So you won! You did it!
If you want to win $50 on my show or on Howie's show, just go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter your email to win. We will be talking to Howard Lawrence Carr when we return about all of these things. We'll ask him about what he thinks about this new bill. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
And yesterday's Fed chairman, the Fed chairman, Powell, said, made it clear that he doesn't think the U.S. economy is currently in a recession. He said, quote, there are too many areas of economic where the economy is performing too well. I said, too well, T-O-O, too well. He pointed to the labor market as an example. The best thing we can do right now is put our economy in a better position to make the transition to stable, steady growth for Congress to act.
Yikes.
Remain calm.
Everything's fine. That's what you have to remember if you're at home. Everything is fine. Joe's in charge.
No, everything's fine.
Yeah, that sound is
the best thing we can do.
It's you have to drink some water or something. It's too much. It's too dry. Today's Car Crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. All right, Howie. So there's this whole conversation about Attorney General Merrick Garland and, you know, how he's facing bipartisan pressure to over probes of Donald Trump in January 6th. Is this all a distraction from Biden's myriad of failures?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, we had people complaining yesterday, callers, you know, we were talking about this, that they're trying to change the subject. And then they go to the local newscasts, which mostly are network newscasts from New York and Washington. And all they're talking about is not the Hunter Biden scandals, multiple scandals, or the recession, or the inflation, or the disaster in Ukraine. They're talking they're investigating President Trump. That's the big story on everybody's mind. I mean, they've tried everything else. You know, they've tried monkeypox, they've tried systemic racism, they've tried abortion. Donald Trump is the bloody shirt.
And when you look at the Hunter Biden saga, there's so many different elements to it. But right now, two parts of it that are coming into the forefront are these emails that he was sending to 14 business associates. And at the same time, we are learning that there's whistleblowers who told Chuck Grassley that the FBI purposely claimed all of the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation so they wouldn't have to cover it.
I think the classic definition of a major scandal is when two, three stories can break on the same scandal, totally different. And that's what's been going on this week.
But I'm glad you brought that up because they are totally different. But the one that I'm more focused on is actually the Chuck Grassley one. I think the Hunter Biden emails are very interesting and very fun to read. But if no one's going to prosecute this stuff, if no one's going to investigate it, then we can find out as much dirt as we want on Hunter Biden. He can have the white claw and he can be in the deprivation tank. If no one's going to bring any justice to this, what does it matter?
Well, I think the worst thing about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal that Grassley has pointed out, and again, the various elements of this were broken by the Free Beacon and the Washington Examiner. The two guys at the FBI who were in charge of suppressing the real criminal information in the Hunter Biden laptop were the same guys who were involved in ginning up the Russian collusion hoax. So these guys were investigated, if not disciplined, by the Inspector General for their misfeasance, malfeasance, and nonfeasance in ginning up this attempt to railroad the President of the United States. And then they put them back in to get rid of the President of the United States by suppressing a real scandal.
Yeah, that was in the Federalist. The FBI has now directly interfered in two consecutive presidential elections, and there was some guy who was involved in both of those who they didn't want to be in office. Howie Carr comes up next. Don't go anywhere.